we're learning the laws of Seuda, specifically Devarim, Hanuhagim B'Seuda, and based on these following halachos, one would actually think I'm actually reading from a section from Miss Manners, but the truth is it's actually grounded in Shulchan Aruch, some of the laws of how one should conduct themselves as far as proper etiquette, as far as eating is concerned. So we'll just see a little bit of it today. So the Ramah says, "V'lo yochal derech rav sanus." Now when a person eats, one should not do so in a way that it gives the impression that you're starving. We'll discuss what that means. The Ramah says, for example, "V'lo yechos hamachol b'yado achas, v'yitlush mimenu b'yado hashniya." That a person should not hold the food in one hand and to remove it or to detach part of it with the other hand. And the Mishnah Berurah explains why would someone do this. Kamo ha'otze likroa b'koach davar midavar. So if you're trying to pull something which is difficult to do so, you maybe you'll hold it in one hand and you'll pull some of its contents with the other. So on this, the Ramah says this is not the proper etiquette. This a person should not do when it comes to eating. And the Piskei Tshuvos says in his paragraph, introducing the paragraph entitled "Achila B'Derech Eretz," the proper way of eating, proper way of waiting when it comes to eating. He says as follows: based on this section of the Ramah, a person should not eat in such a manner. L'chein tov, he says, it's good shol yochel b'yadav. A person should not eat with their hands. El mazik v'kov. A person should use a fork or a spoon whenever they're able to. V'av kishet sarach l'echol b'yadav. He says, even in the times in which certain foods, a person, it's not proper to use a fork or a spoon. Therefore, a person does use their hands. He says, lo yilachlich kol hayadayim. When you do so, you should try and make sure that your entire hand or all your entire hand does not get dirty by doing so. Elo rosh etzba osav, only the very tips of one's fingers. Vlo yilachlich etzba osav el yikonheim b'mapin. He says, rather, instead of a person licking the fingers if they're a little bit moist or dirty because of the food which they're eating, it's not proper to do so. Rather, you should wipe your hand with some type of a napkin. Under this idea of not eating in a manner which looks like you're starving, in a glutton, I should say, you should not eat with two hands, but rather only with one. As though you can imagine a person is eating with one and then getting ready with the next, so that there's not a single second of delay. That's something which doesn't look nice. He says, "V'liachnis l'piv chatichos gedolos she'ochel mashkes." Well, under this halacha found in the Ramah, says the Piskei Tshuvos, person should not put too much food or drink in their mouth at one time. V'yizahir shelo yislachlich serzikano malvushav as well. A person, while they're eating, should constantly be aware that they should not get their clothes, or if they have a beard, dirty. A person, when they eat, they should not chew very quickly, but rather you should do so slowly, as well as v'yamit v'hanashamas kol ha'leisa. That while one is chewing, you should do so that you're not making a tremendous amount of noise. And then he concludes this paragraph saying, "V'chol elu yinahe gam kishe'ochel levado b'veisa." So you think, when is this? So this is when you're at a table with 100 people. So the Piskei Tshuvos says, no, it doesn't matter that even kishe'ochel levado b'veisa, even if you're all by yourself, still this is not the way one is supposed to eat. And so perhaps there's two reasons. First of all, by doing so, it may just be developing a bad habit, and therefore when you end up doing this, eating in this manner, maybe you'll end up eating this way also in groups of people, which is not respectful. But perhaps the idea is that there is an issue with eating this way, even if you're always eating by yourself. Because a person who eats this way in a non-respectful manner obviously is not showing the chashivas of the food and the appreciation of what they're doing. And therefore, by doing so, it's really lowering themselves to the level of an animal. So much so, interesting, he brings down the minhag of minhag tzaddikim. Minhag tzaddikim shol kofev gufam veroshem la'avar hamachal ela meviyam hamachal lefiyam. It's interesting how some people eat, and maybe people who are in basic training know the proper way to eat, is not to lean over your food so that you're only 3 inches away from your bowl or your plate, which will make it much easier for you to get the food into your mouth. But unfortunately, that's very similar to maybe the way animals stick their head into a trough, or the way that animals eat from a doggy bowl. And therefore, by distinguishing and separating ourselves from the animal kingdom, the proper way is that a person should be straight, and not that you should go to the food, but the food should come to you. This is the minhag tzaddikim. This is the way tzaddikim conduct themselves, that the way they eat is a very distinguished manner. And he says, furthermore, show him ma'at bin kaf l'kaf, that between every spoonful, they would always deliberately wait. They would not just keep eating and eating and eating, shoveling in, but rather they would eat, and they would eat slowly, but and perhaps even stopping for a moment between bites. And that's actually brought down in the Shulchan HaTahor. And some of the more modern people, when it comes to dieting, which is a new program that discusses that a person shouldn't diet, but rather a person could eat and eat whatever they want, but when a person eats, they should do so consciously. That's one of the things that they say, which means instead of just eating quickly, but to really think about what you're doing and to chew slowly. And by doing so, a person will be more aware of what they're eating. And the Piskei Tshuvos then continues, quoting the words of the Ramah, which we started off with, that a person should not hold on to the food with two hands. He says this is only referring to food which is typically put on a plate. However, something such as pas, umini mizonos, kedoma, ein nirish yederech rav sanus im machziko biyado achas v'tosh minu biyado ashenus. If you're holding onto a piece of challah and you take a little piece of bread off, that's not considered to be an issue. The whole issue is in the event that a person is taking something which is not dignified, something which is typically not held with two hands and ripped off. That's when a person should be more aware, so that they should have derech eretz and proper etiquette when they eat.